कृष्ण।
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरावनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिविदान स्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये, नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया, भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी, कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च आनंद गोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 12 चैप्टर नंबर 13 द ग्लोरीज ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम टेक्स्ट नंबर 10। इदं भगवता पूर्वं ब्रह्मणे नाभिपंकजे स्थिताय भवभीताय कारुण्या संप्रकाशितम्। इदं भगवता पूर्णम् इदं भगवता पूर्वं ब्रह्मणे नाभिपंकजे ब्रह्मणे नाभिपंकजे स्थिताय भवभीताय स्थिताय भवभीताय कारुण्यात् संप्रकाशितम् कारुण्यात् संप्रकाशितम्। इदं भगवता पूर्वं ब्रह्मणे नाभिपंकजे स्थिताय भवभीताय कारुण्यात् संप्रकाशितम्। इदं भगवता पूर्वं ब्रह्मणे नाभिपंकजे स्थिताय भवभीताय कारुण्यात् संप्रकाशितम्। इदं भगवता पूर्वं ब्रह्मणे नाभिपंकजे स्थिताय भवभीताय कारुण्यात् संप्रकाशितम्। ब्रह्मणे नाभिपंकजे स्थिताय भवभीताय कारुण्यात् संप्रकाशितम्। इदं भगवता पूर्वं ब्रह्मणे नाभिपंकजे स्थिताय भवभीताय कारुण्यात् संप्रकाशितम्। संप्रकाशितम्। मातुजीस इदं भगवता पूर्वं ब्रह्मणे नाभिपंकजे स्थिताय भवभीताय कारुण्यात् संप्रकाशितम्। इदं दिस भगवता बाय द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड पूर्वम फर्स्ट ब्रह्मणे टू ब्रह्मा नाभि पंकजे अपॉन द लोटस ग्रोइंग फ्रॉम द नेवल स्थिताय हू वॉज सिचुएटेड Bhava of material existence. Bhutaya, who was fearful. Karunya, out of mercy. Samprakashitam, was fully revealed. Translation in purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Translation. It was to Lord Brahma that the Supreme Personality of Godhead first revealed the Srimad Bhagavatam in full. At the time, Brahma, frightened by material existence, was sitting on the lotus flower that had grown from the Lord's navel. Purport. Lord Krishna enlightened Brahma with the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam before the creation of this universe, as indicated here by the word Purvam. Also, the first verse of Bhagavatam states, Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaye. Lord Brahma expanded perfect knowledge into the heart of Lord. Lord Krishna expanded perfect knowledge into the heart of Lord Brahma. Because conditioned souls can experience only temporary objects which are created, maintained and destroyed, they cannot readily understand that Srimad Bhagavatam is an eternal transcendental literature non-different from the absolute truth. As stated in the Mundaka Upanishad 1.1.1, Brahma Devanam Pratama Sambhava Vivashyakarta Bhuvanasya Gopta Sabrahma Vidyam Sarva Vidya Pratishtham Atharvaya Jeshta Putraya Praha. Among all the demigods, Brahma was the first to take birth. He is the creator of this universe and also its protector. To his eldest son Atharva, he instructed the spiritual science of the self, which is the basis of all the other branches of knowledge. Despite his exalted position, however, Brahma still fears the influence of the Lord's illusory potency. Thus, this energy seems virtually insurmountable. But Lord Chaitanya is so kind that during his missionary activities in eastern and southern India, he freely distributed Krishna consciousness to everyone, urging them to become teachers of Bhagavad Gita. Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself, encouraged the people by saying, by my order, just become a teacher of Lord Krishna's message and save this country. I assure you that the waves of Maya will never stop you, will never stop your progress. If we give up all sinful activities and engage constantly in the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, victory is assured in our personal lives and also in our missionary efforts. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guraha Shri Yota Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutade Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Vishe Namaha Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये नीलाचल निवासाय नित्याय परमात्मने बलभद्र सुभद्राभ्याम जगन्नाथाय ते नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानाम पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुम लंगयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं परमानंदमाधवं. The topic of the chapter is so amazing, it will be befitting to recite the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam by Srila Sanatana Goswami in his Stavamala. Sarva Shastravdi Piyushah Sarva Vaideka Satphala Sarva Siddhanta Ratanadhya Sarvalokaika Drikpada Sarva Bhagavata Prana Srimad Bhagavata Prabho Kali Dhvantodita Aditya Shri Krishna Parivartita Paramananda Pathaya Prima Varshaksharayate Sarvada Sarva Sevyaya Shri Krishnaya Namostute Madeka Bandho Matsangi Mangoro Manamahadhana Madanistarga Madabhagya Madanando Namostute Asadhu Sadhu Tadai Nati Nichicho Taraka Hana Munchakada Chinamam Primnarita Kanthayo Spuraha. Hare Krishna. So, very fortunate. I'm feeling that I'm getting a chance to speak on the beautiful glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. In this particular verse, where the translation goes, it was to Lord Brahma that the Supreme Personality of Godhead first revealed the Srimad Bhagavatam in full. At the time, Brahma, frightened by material existence, was sitting on the lotus flower that had grown from the lotus navel. A lot of points, a lot of beautiful concepts of Srimad Bhagavatam come just within in this small verse, where how a disciple surrenders, how the spiritual master reciprocates is very vividly spoken in this particular verse. The struggle of a disciple, the sincerity of a disciple decides what his absorption is in the spiritual life. Instructions are also always visible. You know, one of my friends told me he went to, you know, in front of the deities, and he was praying. And he was praying, and he was very, very fervently praying that, "Oh Lord, please, you know, so much conditioned I am, so much difficulty I have in my own spiritual life, please save, please help." And as he was praying, you know, and something which we have been seeing and hearing throughout, that, you know, how a flower drops. So suddenly a flower dropped from the hands of the Lord, and he became happy. But at the same time, he suddenly, a beautiful thought came to his mind, where he said that the Lord is saying that I am there to save you. I have given so much to be saved. First accept that. You know, the problem of the living entity is we like to be in fear and we like to keep cribbing. We keep on cribbing, So here, a beautiful episode of Lord Brahma's birth in third canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. The verse comes where Lord Brahma is born, and as he is born on the lotus flower, he is not understanding what is his role, who is he, who has given birth. You know, he's thinking that I am on the top of a lotus. Definitely somebody is at the end of the lotus. It is coming from somewhere. And he tried his best. He went to search. You know, it's like a treasure hunt. He goes down the entire stem. It's a very interesting description. And as he's searching, he's not able to find anybody. And then, not giving up as a, you know, the determination of a disciple has to be that whatever happens, you know, tumi jadi prabhu nahi karo par parir asha rakhina. Lord, you have to give me mercy, and you know, that stubbornness has to be there, ki no, I need you to deliver me, so please help me. So Lord Brahma starts meditation as he hears the word tapa. And as he meditates, he gets the beautiful, you know, Pashyanapina Pashyate, it was there. But suddenly by his efforts, he is able to see the beautiful form of the Lord, the shining white bed on which the Lord is sleeping. You know, suddenly he realizes, oh, that's Sheshnag's body. And the Lord is sleeping in his beautiful color, the blue color. And as he understands, as he is coming out from the lotus navel of the Lord, and there is a time Lord Krishna speaks the beautiful knowledge into the ears of Lord Brahma. Now, we read in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, you know, Yogakshemam Vahamiham. He says that whatever you lack, I will provide, and whatever you have, I will sustain. But many times it is, you know, just as we always want to be taken care of without wanting to make any effort. So here, as Lord Brahma has done so much, and the whole Srimad Bhagavatam gives detailed, you know, instances of where Lord Brahma has helped so many and has shown so many beautiful qualities. So we'll just discuss few qualities that Lord Brahma has shown as an amazing disciple and an amazing devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The first quality is of equanimity. You know, where Parikshit Maharaj is compared to the great grandfather. You know, saying Parikshit Maharaj is compared as equanimous as his great grandfather. So here, Srila Vishwanathaswami Thakur says that the grandfather refers to Yudhishthira Maharaj. And Baldev Vidyabhushan says, or I think Sridhar Swami says, it is Lord Brahma. Equanimity. You know, what is this equanimity? You know, I was really thrilled to hear this concept of equanimity. Equanimity means you treat everybody equally, you provide everybody equally. So here, Lord Brahma has to create, Lord Brahma has to follow the instruction given to him. The instruction given to him was, do the creation. And he did that by the mercy of the Lord. And as he is creating, you know, which is the inevitable job of a manager, you know, damn if you do, damn if you don't. So, after working hard and creating, still, he is criticized. And although he is criticized, but he continues to do.
And who is he criticized by? He's criticized by gopis. He said, why did you make this, eyelid? Because this eyelid, as it flaps, for that nanoseconds, nimesha, we are not able to take darshan of the Lord. So such even realized devotees are, criticizing Lord Brahma, what to speak of, others and struggling devotees and karmis in the entire world. But still, constantly doing your duty, definitely this is not a instruction to anybody. I'm just talking to myself loudly. That, keep on doing your service properly. Keep on doing your activity continuously without getting discouraged is the key. That's why Lord Brahma has been able to do so much, and he has been, empowered by the Lord. Second is his honesty. In Srimad Bhagavatam, when Narad Muni goes and asks about, who is glorifying Lord Brahma, that time he says, I am not the supreme person here. Lord Krishna is supreme and I am just a secondary creator. So he has absolutely no hiccups in accepting what is truth. Many times, for a microsecond also, although we have not done anything, still it is our, very, very attractive, lucrative moment that you want to be always glorified. You don't do anything, but you like to be glorified. But here Lord Brahma has done sufficiently, but still, when he's been glorified, by whom? By Narada Muni. The great sage. So here he is saying, no, please, do not unnecessarily glorify me, because I know who has actually done everything, and I know that by his mercy, I am continuing. And third quality is eagerness to speak about the Lord. Lord Brahma, as he is requested by to speak about the glories, he very lovingly says that, I must thank you to Narada Muni that, because of you, I have to also concentrate. Because of you, I am able to actually speaking, as you are giving a Bhagavatam class, you actually concentrate on the verse. And, so it is the glory of the entire audience that you are forced to actually go dwell deep. So normally when we sit on the opposite side and hear, it's a casual hearing, at least for me. But when you sit on the dais, you have to sit and think deep about it. And, by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, some things will go deep, actually go deep and start entering the consciousness. So here, Brahmaji is saying that I must thank you that just because you have asked me this question, that who is supreme, I am able to meditate on the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So always ready and to hear and to speak Krishna Katha. And then, fourth quality is his submission to authority. Whenever in the conversation with Narada Muni, Brahmaji is saying that I am just an insignificant person who has just consciousness of being an instrument. The three kinds of consciousness. One is a doer consciousness, one is a victim consciousness, and one is nimitta consciousness. So Lord Brahma is very submissively saying that, I am just a pure nimitta. The Lord has done the manifestation and I am just the second manifester. You know, all these planets, sun, moon, everything are just shining because the Lord wants them to shine. I have absolutely no part in it. You know, it is, you know, for a creative person to be a secondary authority is not easy. You know, many times because we are so, you know, and especially when you are, you know, creation means passion. And in passion means, you know, there is a force. And in that force you want to do things. But when you are a secondary person, you know, it's not that easy. Absolutely not easy. But here, Lord Brahma very proudly is accepting this. I am the secondary creator. Ye meri wajah se nahi hai. Whatever is happening because of the Lord. He is creating and I am just assisting Him. You know. You know, once Madhvacharya Prabhu told me this, that once when he went to, you know, meet His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and, you know, he asked, you know, so, do you know who you are? So he said, yes, Maharaj. So Maharaj said, you know, you are a as pujari, you are an assistant pujari, you know. Because you are assisting the head pujari. And who is the head pujari? Our head pujari is Janani Vasprabhu. So always remember that you are assistant. Whatever is happening by their mercy. You are just the via medium that the instructions are coming and you are trying to upkeep it. And fifth quality is very responsible. As responsible as we are, we get, you know, more opportunities to serve. So we see in Bhagavatam again and again, Lord Brahmaji comes, you know. He somehow did not, you know, he got bewildered in the pastime of Lord Krishna, you know, because he did not become the path of the birth of Krishna. He had not descended, you know, as anybody in Brajbhumi. But he made sure that, you know, while the departing pastime, he'll be also there. So, you know, it was a very interesting point mentioned in the purport that Lord Brahma, very, very, being very afraid of the material existence, was not, you know, was very fearful. But Lord, out of compassion, you know, Tesham Evanu Kampartham, Ahamagyanajam Tamaha, Nashayam Atma Bhavasto Jnana Deepena Bhaswata. You know, out of compassion, the Lord, with the sword of knowledge, kills the ignorance in one's heart. So here, Lord Brahma was afraid of Maya, but when he came in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, he initiated Maya Devi. So, same Brahmaji, who was afraid of Maya, but by the compassion of the Lord, and when he followed the tenets of the devotional service to the zenith, there is a time when Maya Devi herself came. So, you know, when Kurma Brahmana is asking Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, I can't, you know, tolerate staying at home. I want to come with you. So Lord said, don't do like this. You know, this is not good. Said, you know, Jara dekhe tare kaho Krishna upadesh, Amaragya guru haiya tare desh. You know, the material existence will not touch you. The effects of the material world will not touch you. And very soon we'll meet again. So we see here practically, you know, in life of Srila Haridas Thakur, as he came as Namacharya, leaving all the management responsibility, he was just chanting the holy names of the Lord. And the Lord showed that, you know, you preach Krishna consciousness vigorously, without fear. And what do you see? You see that you are able to not get affected by this material world. It's really amazing to read the lives of devotees. You know, especially I remember just on the persons of Shri Haridas Thakur Prabhu, I had read the book, you know, The Legacy of Love. It was like, you know, it seemed to be a fairy tale for me. You know, the kind of zest Her Grace Ladini Mataji had, how she went into the African land and was preaching with His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. After serving, you know, Jagannath Balaram Subhadra and carrying them in the heart, you know, the kind of mood of, you know, actually assisting the Lord, actually, you know, some instances in that book is so vivid. No, she said that, you know, and one particular line I would like to quote, where she said that, how does it matter if somebody gives me a feedback? What is important is the message and not the mood in which it is given. You know, many times, you know, we want to pamper our ego by expecting a very, very soft feedback. But, you know, there she was saying that, you know, if somebody says there is less salt in your preparation, you know, it can be said in so many ways. Somebody might shout and say it. Somebody might write and say it. Somebody might cajole you and say it. But what is important is, what is obstructing you from serving the Lord? So, you know, that preaching fervor, that missionary spirit, it just changes your entire aptitude in where you accept the entire world, the entire nature as your guru. And whatever instructions come, you know, I just recently visited Mayapur Dham, and as we were going through the Samadhi, Srila Prabhupada's Samadhi, and as we went there to the diorama, you know, of Srila Prabhupada standing with a, you know, BTG, you know, newspaper, and there somebody is saying, what will your newspaper do, you know, take out a magazine, you know, don't, you know, it is going to be a piece of paper, people read and they'll throw it, don't. So accepting that instruction from just somebody from the road, the missionary spirit of, you know, Ladini Mataji, and how at the end, you know, you always, you know, would want a happy ending. But as you see, you read through how, although she could save herself, but to save the dignity of a Vaishnava, she sacrificed her life. And actually was ready to be killed first before seeing the massacre of other devotees. You know, what kind of amazing spirit just, you know, possesses a devotee that he overcomes the fear of material existence, fear of existence or fear of death. So that is the power of the devotional service, if done properly according to the instructions of the Guru. The Guru's instructions are coming. The Guru's instructions are, you know, floating. It depends upon the sincerity of the disciple who will catch it and actually make his life, his life and his, you know, those whom he preaches successful. Then, you know, one more beautiful quality, you know, we'll continue the qualities of Lord Brahma, is he was a mediator. So many mediations he did. Whenever there was a problem, he used to just come there to help the situation level. You know, in the fourth canto, he came, you know, when Lord Shiva, you know, between Lord Shiva and the Devatas. In the fifth canto, he came where Priyavrat Maharaj, you know, and Swayambhu Manu, the dialogue was going on. He came to mediate the whole situation. And then during Prithu Maharaj's famous incidents, and again, when Prachetas, as they came outside and, you know, after their austerity, started burning everything left and right, there was a time they came, he came again and said, you know, please stop, understand what you're doing. And of course, the beautiful part of the beautiful quality of Lord Brahma is his beautiful prayers, you know, that the prayers of after Brahma Mohan Leela, the prayers after he sees the beautiful form of the Lord on the third canto. That prayer, many of the pujaris we chant. Sosa vadabhra karuno bhagavan vividha. Premasmitena nayanam buraham vijimbram. Uthaya vishva vijayaya chano vishadam. Madhya gira panayatat purushah purana. He's saying that, O Lord, may the Lord who has beautiful eyes wakes up and by the premasmitena, by the love smeared eyes, he helps me not to forget. This is during the creation. He's saying that, let me not forget my roots. Let me stick to basics. I was speaking to, this guy's Gauranga Prabhu, and was discussing that, what is it that, makes a disciple very sincere? And he again and again was coming to the point that the sincerity of a disciple is maintaining the purity of his spiritual practices. Because of the new age modern gadgets, the submission of a living entity is going down and his purity of the spiritual practices is going down. Once we go back to the basics, we stick to the basics, we are determined to follow the basics, slowly and steadily, the track of the devotional service comes back. But for that, the disciple has to be sincere and alert. So here, although he is creating, he knows. So he is saying to the Lord that, I've studied Vedas. You told me to do tapa. You told me to study. I have studied very nicely. But now as I am engaging in this passionate activity, let me not forget what I have done. Many times we forget our basics. So let me always remember that who I was and what I was supposed to do. So, at the end, as we'll just revise the beautiful qualities of Lord Brahma. First was equanimity, how we continue doing what we are doing equally and without disappointment. How honestly understanding our position, always wanting to share and speak about Krishna. Submission, not afraid to display his submission of authority, and very responsible in carrying out whatever orders are given to him. Not afraid to follow austerity given by the Lord, and helped the Lord's pastimes in mediating between devotees, gave such beautiful prayers, and always rooted in basics. So we pray at the lotus feet. Lord Brahma is our Sampradaya Acharya, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, that we never forget our roots and perform devotional service under the guidance and according to the will of Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Prabhuji has a question.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Guru, for such a wonderful enlightening class, especially about the qualities of Brahmaji. While giving the explanation, you told that there are three kind of consciousness. One is doership mentality, another is nimitta,
victim.
Can you please explain to all these three, especially the victim consciousness?
Whenever we do something, we either do it because I can do it and nobody else can do it. The doer mentality, that ultimately everything depends on me. Second is the victim consciousness, that I am doing it for the betterment of others. It is because I have been forced to do it, or I am doing it for their betterment and I have no choice. The living entity always has a choice. And the better option is always to feel that I am just a medium. The nimitta consciousness. When we do victim consciousness, you know, we have time and again seen in lives of so many that, you know, we do many things and at the end, you know, when we get reprimanded or when we get accused for something and we say, I just did for him. I did it because I was told to do. I was forced to do. If we realize that I understand that, you know, I am just an instrument and I need to be used. I have to be used, and because of my betterment and my need, I am doing it. If I don't come to that consciousness, then we will always toggle between the doer and the victim consciousness. And the end is always frustration. Because in the doer consciousness, everything will not go according to what you want. And the nimitta consciousness, you will get, you know, keep doing things, feeling that, you know, I have to do it, just because, you know, somebody else requires it, or just because I have to listen to somebody. And at the end, it will outcome into just frustration, anger and hatred. The best consciousness is nimitta consciousness, that I need, it is for my purification that I am doing it. And if I do it, it will be good for me. And when I do it, the quality of the work and the quality of the consciousness put in that work will be amazing. And definitely, more, you know, the Lord will be pleased, because the Lord always wants His servants to be humble, to understand that they are not the doer. And because it is not easy to see the plan of the Lord. So many times we have to do things, just like Brahmaji is thinking here, you know, like the Lord is telling me to put in devotees in ignorance. Already they are in ignorance. But here, understanding that no, the Lord has a higher plan. You know, definitely the Lord has a higher plan. He's continued doing it. Okay, let me be the instrument, and I'm sure the Lord will save me from this. I hope. Thank you. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की श्रील प्रभुपाद की नताय गौर प्रेमानंदे।